Well, hello there. As I guess you know, growing older can spark weird, almost out-of-body moments. For sure, upon returning to New Zealand, after living half a lifetime in New York, that's what happened to me. I was lost inside my head, thinking about some past regrets and a few verses I'd failed to write when I stepped into a so-called New World supermarket. But what the hell? In fact, I seem to have entered a bizarre episode of The Twilight Zone. Crazy scenes of life and love and death played out before my eyes. Then, at the cash register, I met up with none other than the hooded Grim Reaper himself. Happily, or perhaps not, I turned the whole surreal experience into a poem. So, see what you think. Here goes. Full 40 years on, like Rip Van Winkle waking from a coma, my aging, silver-headed self came home to Aotearoa, that bastion of warring gangs unbowed, and some say an alien land of the wrong white crowd. Within a surreal supermarket universe, I steer what seems an empty silver hearse into an eerily perverse new world where winking banners blithely rave. The more you spend, the less you age. Entranced, I stare as withered, wiry-fingered, grey-haired matrons prod forbidden fruit. Hairy-legged Kenny toy boys seize green-bottled hoot, and see-through, bouncy, blousy Barbie dolls give hot pursuit. I catch an aproned fishy monger's whiffy stain. He's guarding oysters naturel now, free of pain, all neatly trapped and wrapped in cellophane. I spy a bayoneted butcher sport his crimson carving knife and fork, and right there and then I apprehend my looming future in the moistened remnants of the pork. Aha! On a shelf, to quell my fear, a tempting blood-red Pinot Noir. Fickle mistress, play your part, assuage my bleeding heart. One last time I'll be your knave, as enchanted and perhaps enslaved. You and I will take it to the grave. Yes, 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 loud and clear I surely hear the great Grim Reaper sing. Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. And so within this resting place, my eyeballs glaze as women's days reprise our cherished queen's demise, and perhaps especially for me, advise how to die with dignity. Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. Ah, death, I truly sense thy sting, for in the exit, dimly lit, I spy, propped upon his crooked scythe, my patiently awaiting hooded nemesis. Should I, upon his shoulder, rest my mitt? And then must I, without a backward glance, submit to his judicial writ? Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. But no, death spoke, his breath was smoke. This is not my night to end your light, he said, for you have songs unsung and wrongs to right. Thus he spoke, then waved his cloak and disappeared, and I awoke. Full 40 years on, to share these lines with you, my folk.